Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
We all love cryptocurrency here on Free Talk Live, but you've taken it to a different level by including it in your show every single day. Yeah. You have an entire hour of the Call to Freedom called the Crypto Hour every day of the week. And you talk about the latest headlines from the world of cryptocurrency and all different aspects, not just Bitcoin, but many of the competitors, some of the smaller upstarts, some of the controversies. So
anything going on in the cryptographic space. So like we're going to talk about stuff like encrypted media messaging systems or new coins or, you know, whatever's going on in that space in technology. So it could be like today we were talking about banks discussing using the blockchain as a way to improve transparency so that you know they're not gambling away your money because you can see what they're doing with it. That kind of thing.
Cool. So yeah, there's all kinds of neat things happening out there, and you're one of the people that I think, as far as people on the radio, you're probably one of the most plugged in, more so than even some of the hosts here on Free Talk Live. And there's something that's been kind of in the news over the last few weeks that I'm pretty sure you guys already covered on Call to Freedom. I've teased it, but we never really got into it, and that is this proposed lawsuit.
It went
against Roger Ver and Bitcoin.com. So it's already dead?
It's dead. Dead in the water.
But there was a problem that happened last year. Well, it was happening before last year, but last year it came to a head, and it came to a sort of an impasse. And the issue was these two sets of programmers were fighting, saying, well, we know the best way to scale Bitcoin, because what had happened was Bitcoin had become too popular for its own system, for its network to be able to handle all the transactions that people wanted to put through it. And so the question was, well, how do we scale this thing? How do we make this thing be able to handle all the transactions that people want to use it for? Because it's succeeding, right? Like, it's a victim of its own success. It's going through growing pains, basically. These are good problems to have, right? You want to have the problem where you're struggling trying to figure out how to handle all the growth you're having because you're having so much growth, right? That's what every business should want to have to face. Unfortunately, the two different warring sides could not come to an agreement on how to fix this problem. They just couldn't. They tried. A year ago in May of 2017, there was something called the consensus, where both sides partner, or people from both sides, and there's different companies involved and like different people. There's no one like monolithic Bitcoin corporation. It's just like this code that's out there on the internet. There's no company behind it. There's just individuals who program this thing. And if not everybody agrees on how to program it, well, then it's part of the Bitcoin protocol to allow for what they call a hard fork.
My co-host on the show, Tom, is a cybersecurity attorney. And before he worked for the firm that he works for now, he used to work for an intellectual property patent, that kind of stuff, that kind of law. And he took a look at what the people are crowing about specifically. You know, it's a screenshot that's in, like, if you go to Coinbase, Cointelegraph, or, you know, all these different websites, they show the screenshot of what everybody's freaking out about. And what it is it's a big orange thing, and it shows the Bitcoin Cash symbol and the Bitcoin symbol, and it says click here to buy Bitcoin Cash BCH with a credit card, and underneath it says recommended. And then the second thing, it says Bitcoin, buy BTC with credit card, and that's it. And that's literally all that's there. That's all they have, is that they put Bitcoin Cash above Bitcoin. They don't say buy Bitcoin BCH here. There's no fraud whatsoever.
Right.
It's just you didn't give Bitcoin its proper position at the top of the ladder.
Yeah, it's a bunch of people that are basically mad because Roger Ver, the number one promoter of Bitcoin for the longest time, BTC, is no longer in their camp. There's really not much to talk about with Bitcoin Cash. I mean, in my opinion, Bitcoin Cash, and we've talked about these things before, so for somebody who's a regular listener, maybe he wasn't, they should know this, but I have not in any way been pushing Bitcoin Cash locally.
You do more to push Dash than you do Bitcoin Cash.
I do, and that doesn't have anything to do with the fact that Dash sponsored Free Talk Live in the past. They aren't currently sponsoring now, although we're going to be pitching them again on it. That had to do with the fact that AnyPay, which is a New Hampshire-based payment services provider. They allow merchants to have a point of sale and take cryptocurrency. When they launched last year, when Bitcoin was becoming really unwieldy and the fees were going insane, Bitcoin fees went up to like $20 per transaction for a while last year.
More than
that. We needed something. There were merchants that were in this area that were taking Bitcoin, and their customers had stopped paying with it. Because no customer in their right mind is going to go in and buy a $2 soft drink from Corner News and pay $5 on top of that for the privilege of using Bitcoin. No sane person.
And that's not even an exaggeration.
No, it's not. No sane person is going to do that. So we had to do something.
Vertcoin doesn't like Bitcoin Cash. I don't care. I don't care who likes who. I want the best coin to win. That's yes. What I want. I want it to be an absolute bloodbath because competition is good.
Right.
I buy privacy coins because I ideologically am aligned with the ideas of privacy. I love things like Verge and Zencash and Monero. I love these kinds of technologies because they're built around maintaining my privacy. But yep. if you want to pay me in Bitcoin, pay me in Bitcoin. If you want to pay me in Bitcoin Cash, I am happy to accept Bitcoin Cash. If you can trade it on an exchange, you can pay me in Vulcan, whatever the heck it's called. And if you can trade it on an exchange, I am happy to accept it as payment.
And every single one of us takes Federal Reserve notes, but nobody's sure. ever took issue with that.
That's a great
really?
Point.
So...
You haven't gone 100% Bitcoin only, so therefore you support the Federal Reserve and government murder.
And you right. and I
mean,
even have actually seen people
argument.
That are like that.
He has just accused Roger Ver, who's one of the longest supporters of Free Talk Live, and somebody who I would call a friend, of committing fraud. So if that's true, if it's true that Roger Ver is committing fraud, I want to know about it. Because I don't want to be on the air talking about a company or a person or a website or whatever that is committing fraud and can be proven to be committing fraud. I want to see the evidence. So I wrote back. I said, hey, that's pretty serious allegations. What's the scam you're alleging? We certainly don't want to be part of a scam, so please tell me more. I then looped in Mark and Daryl into this so we could all kind of, you know, see exactly what's going on. We had a board meeting about this last night of, you know, me and Mark and Daryl, the main hosts here on Free Talk Live. And so he responds. He says, hi, guys. I appreciate that you're taking this seriously. Honestly, I'd assumed you'd already been made aware of Roger's fraudulent actions already. He says Roger currently controls three important internet properties relating to Bitcoin, the r/BTC subreddit, Bitcoin.com, and the @Bitcoin Twitter handle. Now, I've heard that that he doesn't control the @Bitcoin Twitter handle, but regardless, that's his claim. These three outlets have been actively perpetrating several fraudulent myths about Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and the Bitcoin software currently known as Bitcoin Core, but previously known as Bitcoin QT. He then provides links to a Cointelegraph article about this lawsuit, Will, that you say has completely fizzled out. One of the petty, you know, arguments is over what Bitcoin Core should be called. I'm calling it Bitcoin Core, and we can get into it a little bit more, because it makes it clear to me which one I'm talking about, because I don't believe there is just one Bitcoin. And a lot of these allegations, this person who's emailing says Roger Ver, who's one of the sponsors of Free Talk Live, is committing fraud. And I want to know if fraud is being committed, because I don't want to be associated with it. I want to be able to identify what that fraud is specifically, so it can either be corrected or we can disassociate completely with anybody that is committing that fraud.
And this just seems like an IP claim on the word Bitcoin.
It's not. Well,
it's the best I can figure.
Well, which, of course, they have no claim because there is no owner of the idea of Bitcoin, which I'm sure makes them very
angry.
Well,
and because IP is BS. Yeah.
Justin Koinomi. This is Justin Koinomi. Yeah. So that's by no far all
of them.
It's
a wallet. That's a multi-crypto wallet.
I have 7 different Bitcoins.
Mm-hmm.
Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Gold, Bitcoin Plus, Bitcoin Private, Bitcoin Z.
Wow.
Just,
I don't have that many.
Well, I mean, I don't own that many. I'm just saying.
Okay. You're saying you could have.
You could. That's what they have.
Right.
And then you've also got Bitcoin Tether and Bitcoin Atom.
There's also a website out there, Will, and I'm sorry I don't remember what it is, but it actually has tracked all of the Bitcoin forks that have happened in the last year, and there's been like 70 of them. If you go to Bitcoin.org, it talks about Bitcoin. That's the original Bitcoin website. It's branded as Bitcoin. On most exchanges, it's called Bitcoin. It's true that most people don't refer to it as Bitcoin Core. But from my perspective, and again, this has nothing to do with fraud. This is just about beliefs about what Bitcoin is. The original Bitcoin as programmed by Satoshi Nakamoto who he then disappeared, or she, whoever Satoshi Nakamoto is, disappeared in 2011. So we don't know what Satoshi Nakamoto thinks about the current status of Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, and all that. But regardless, that original creation no longer exists in its original form. So that version of Bitcoin is gone. And it died, to my mind, last year in August when the Bitcoin programmers put into place this thing called segregated witness, which I'm not going to begin to try to explain. They claim that it's some sort of change to their protocol that will help Bitcoin scale on into the future. I don't know if there's been any proof that that's true or not. But regardless, they made a fundamental change to how Bitcoin worked, but they kept the BTC name. They kept the BTC, ticker symbol. They kept that ticker symbol.
I stopped using Bitcoin Cash for a while because Coinomi's wallet was really glitchy with Bitcoin Cash for like 3 or 4 months. And that was literally the only reason. People were like, can I pay in Bitcoin Cash? No, not really, because I can't get Bitcoin Cash's wallet and Coinomi to work.
There were some kinks that got worked out over time, and I think Bitcoin Cash is finally ready for people to actually use. Because for a while in the beginning, because they both came from Bitcoin, even though the Bitcoin maximalists will deny that, they both came from Bitcoin, so they had the same address format for a while. And so in the beginning, people were accidentally sending, because they weren't paying close attention, they would send Bitcoin Cash to the old Bitcoin address, thinking they were sending it to a Bitcoin Cash address, but they weren't, and so they'd lose it. Or if they were really lucky and they happened to have the private keys to that address that they sent it to, they could go through a bunch of like technical background kind of stuff that needed to be done to save it. So that happened with Mark's wife. She accidentally sent like a few thousand dollars worth of Bitcoin to a Bitcoin Cash address, or the reverse, either Bitcoin Cash to a Bitcoin address. And luckily, they had access to the private keys, but they couldn't fix it. They had to send me the stuff, and I had to go through and do whatever technical stuff to help them out with that.
Yeah.
So finally, those issues have been ironed out. Now there's a special format just for Bitcoin Cash, and we're seeing more of the wallets adopt that. So that's getting fixed.
I just lost $27 worth of Bitcoin Cash right here while we were on the air.
Sorry, bro. How'd that happen?
I tried to shapeshift it into Dogecoin, and it said it. That's what I was just saying. I don't like people to pay me in Bitcoin Cash because the Coinomi wallet for Bitcoin Cash is buggy. It's still buggy. I just tried to shapeshift, and there's no record of it at the exchange, and it's not in my wallet anymore. So I've got zeros here, and sometime tonight, hopefully, if I get lucky, it will magically reappear in my wallet. But at this moment,
maybe you should use the website version of shapeshift.
It shows that I've sent something.
Yeah. Have you ever reported the bug to them?
I have, yeah.
Okay.
Well, usually what happens is in 2 or 3 days, it'll just appear in my wallet again.
I see.
So,
well, there is the website version. You're using the thing that's built into the Coinomi wallet. Yeah. So if you go to shapeshift.io, there's usually more options on the website for you to shapeshift from into.
More coins,
And that's, I've not heard people saying that that's broken in any way, so maybe that would be a way to do it and not worry yourself.
It's only Bitcoin Cash that I have that issue with when I'm shapeshifting.
So anyway, as I said to him, you know, I had some issues with the way Bitcoin was being referred to on the Bitcoin Cash Introduction Academy thing, because they were saying Bitcoin and then putting in parentheses BCH. I'm like, well, that's not clear. You're talking about Bitcoin Cash. Why don't you just embrace that branding on the entire website? Because Bitcoin died.
You call it a petty war, therefore you support Bitcoin Cash.
I think it's petty what the Bitcoin Cashers do on their side,
All the editing and censoring and
everything.
Well,
the censoring tends to be coming from the Bitcoin Core side.
That's what I'm saying.
From what I've seen.
Because you said
no, but I was saying there's also petty behavior on the Bitcoin Cash side. So I'm saying there's petty behavior on both sides.
It's all childish.
Right. These are basically internet spats, which mean nothing in the real world.
Troll wars.
They mean nothing in the world of the business owners in downtown Keene who are accepting Bitcoin Dash and Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, it would be really silly to for those kind of ideological reasons, not accept the currency.
Exactly.
For
and
real?
It would be, you know, crazy for us to refuse Bitcoin Cash. Like you were saying, well, if somebody comes to you, they want to donate to the mosque that you run.
I'll take gold-pressed platinum.
You'll take whatever bizarro crypto, as long as you can trade it somewhere.
For real, yo. If it's listed on Cryptopia, I'll take it.
Right. And so, you know, you're not offended by whatever it is that somebody, you know, offers to you.
I won't take Ripple.
As a donation.
I have standards.
And I don't blame you for that. That's
I won't
really
take Ripple.
Crypto.
I have standards. Yeah. Or Stellar Lumens. I have standards.
I came back to this guy and I said, hey, look, Twitter account's not going to cut it. You know, citing links to a Twitter account that obviously hates Roger Ver and Bitcoin Cash, you know, those aren't showing me fraud. I want to know, I said, have you been defrauded by Roger Ver, or do you know someone who has, and if so, how? Take me through the process of how this alleged fraud is going on, rather than just saying, well, people on the internet say there's fraud going on. So I said, I'm interested in not a Twitter account's assessment of the situation. I'm interested in yours. As a longtime supporter of Free Talk Live, please, I understand this comes with the burden of investing time into your response. And I think you can see I'm willing to do the same. Because we're, you know, a few different emails into this now. I could be doing other things. I could have just been like, well, you don't want to support us. See you later. But I want to know why. Honestly. So I said, please let us know the details of the alleged fraud from your perspective. I think I speak for my co-hosts by saying we don't want to be associated with fraud and we take this very seriously. So he writes back. He says, first, let me say I'm completely thrilled to hear about the feedback you gave Roger about some of Bitcoin.com's content. It's wonderful to hear. Second, I'm thrilled that you, being your usual sensible and empathetic self, and I'll endeavor to give your email the response it deserves. He says, I'll admit the fraud narrative is a bit overwrought. Although not inaccurate. Neither I nor anyone who I know personally has been defrauded by Roger directly. He says the claim that there is a cryptocurrency named Bitcoin Core. All right, well, we addressed this one a little bit earlier. The cryptocurrency is named Bitcoin, but I call it Bitcoin Core because to me it makes it clear which of the Bitcoins we're talking about. Because in my mind, the original Bitcoin no longer exists. There are now 70 variants of the original Bitcoin, and the first two were Bitcoin, BTC, which now we're calling Bitcoin Core here, just to make it clear, and Bitcoin Cash. Now, you may argue that that doesn't make it clear, that it actually obscures. But again, this is all argument. This is all opinion. This is all...
Well, you can't call it Bitcoin Classic, because there already is a Bitcoin Classic from a soft fork, a network fork.
Yeah, you're talking about a different code of Bitcoin software.
Well,
that
basically they switched software clients. Yeah. You've got like three or four of those on top of all of your hard forks
as well. But Bitcoin Core was – the reason we chose that was because the official Bitcoin programmers, the ones that the Bitcoin Cash people don't like, they chose that name for their software. So why shouldn't it be the name of the currency that that software runs? It's just an idea. Again, most of the exchanges still call it Bitcoin, but this is all about opinion.
It's not too much fraud. Logic for a troll war.
Yeah, this
is
fraud.
I think there's an argument to be made that most cryptos are a version of Bitcoin because they just copy the code most of the time.
He
now,
even
there
brings
are
that up.
Some...
For real, yo, Litecoin is just Bitcoin.
The difference is, though, those are forks of the code, as you pointed out, whereas Bitcoin... So, just to clarify
it's
what I mean by
fork
that.
Fork of the same blockchain.
So, Litecoin was the second cryptocurrency. There was Bitcoin, the original... in 2009, and then Charlie Lee came out with Litecoin. What they did with Litecoin was they made it four times faster. So instead of the blocks confirming every 10 minutes on average, it's every 2.5 minutes with Litecoin. That was the only thing they changed about Litecoin. And they
which
released
is a good improvement.
And they released that to the world and said, here we are, we're Litecoin, which was basically Bitcoin with this one tweak. But the difference was Litecoin started from zero as far as the blockchain was concerned. Now, the blockchain, for listeners that don't know, is the public ledger that is the backing of Bitcoin.
It was a new Genesis block. Litecoin is its own Genesis block.
So Litecoin started from zero, basically, and created its own crypto, whereas the Bitcoin Cash fork and all the subsequent forks after that used the full blockchain, which was at that time like 100-plus gigabytes of transactions. Every transaction that had ever happened on the Bitcoin network was there when that fork occurred. So you were forking from the blockchain in addition to forking the code, and so you weren't creating something that's totally new from zero. You're creating something that's new from the point at which Bitcoin was at that moment, if that makes any sense. After finally trying to nail him down on these claims of fraud by Roger Ver, he admits that he's never been defrauded by Roger Ver, nor does he know anyone personally who has been defrauded by Roger. In fact, he even further admits that the fraud narrative is a bit overwrought, but then goes through five or six different examples of things that he believes are outright lies, that's his words, outright lying about a variety of different claims, which we've debunked all of them so far. But there's two more here. One is the claim that the current Bitcoin devs are new in some way. He's saying Roger Ver is saying that the current Bitcoin.org, Bitcoin Core developers are new. All right, so this is a claim I haven't heard. This is one of the few of these claims against Roger that I'm not familiar with. Have you heard this one at all?
No, not really.
So let's just take it at face value, because again, he doesn't provide proof for any of these. He's just sort of rattling off things that he believes about Roger.
They are they not? Like, they drove out Gavin Andreessen.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. I feel like they are pretty new.
They are
new. In fact, later, I didn't even address that in my response to him, but in the next email, he addresses that. He says, the claim the current Bitcoin devs are new in some way. He says, I just did a bit of historical research because I couldn't find a resource I felt you would trust. Here are the status of the first 10 Bitcoin contributors. I don't even understand why he... Well, let me go through it. Satoshi Nakamoto, retired. Marty Malmy, retired. Gavin Andreessen, retired.
Now Gavin's not retired.
Now working on Bitcoin Cash.
Gavin was straight driven out of Bitcoin and now works for Bitcoin Cash.
I've seen the report claiming
it's true.
Well, I do, because if it turns out that Bitcoin, which was originally created as a way to undermine the banks, right? Like Satoshi Nakamoto, ain't no doubt about it. From his original writings, you know he hated the money system, the existing government money, banker money system, the fiat currency system. Bitcoin was designed to undermine that. Okay. If it then turns out that a major European bank or wherever AXA is from, I think it's called AXA, check me on this, please. This is what I've heard. If they put $100 billion into a company who then hires the majority or a significant portion of those Bitcoin developers, is that a co-opting by a corporate interest?
Yeah, but that's why you have Litecoin, Zencash,
right.
Verge,
but
Monero.
He's claiming Roger's lying about that.
That's why I say big deal, though. Like, for me, okay, so they got bought out. Awesome, great, wonderful. Who cares? There's literally 1,500 coins out
there. Well, but he's saying that's not true. He's saying they haven't been co-opted. He's saying that Roger claiming they've been co-opted is a lie.
Okay.
And I'm saying I've seen the claims that Roger has made. I've seen the reports that claim that this company put $100 billion into this Blockstream and that the Blockstream people pay a lot of the Bitcoin developers. So it sounds to me like they are being told what to do by this corporation that has $100 billion at their disposal. So again, is that fraud?
So,
no, unless you can prove that that's not true. And from what I understand, it is true.
It seems like everybody's in on it, too. Like, even, like, Charlie Yee, like, everybody is in on the...
On
like,
the hate Roger?
Yeah, yeah. Like, the Vertcoin crew, they all hate Roger. The Litecoin crew, they've started to get in on it.
I mean, it's crazy. Like,
I've seen multiple developers now. Again, like, you may not like Roger for whatever reason you don't like him, but... You have to acknowledge and give the respect that, you know, the man put an absolute ton of his own money into creating what we have today. And if it weren't for Roger, I honestly don't believe crypto would be as developed as it is now.
He's a key player.
He was a key player in the beginning.
But that doesn't mean people who are key players in the beginning can't be wrong later, right?
Yeah, like, that's true.
That he could
I'm not
be
saying that.
He might be telling lies. We've just yet to been able to actually identify any of them.
I mean, exactly.
We've been through this list now. And the emailer finally admitted, you know, that the fraud narrative's a bit overwrought after initially saying, fraud! Now he's saying it's a bit overwrought. And then further, when I pushed him, he admitted that neither he nor anyone he knows personally has actually been defrauded by Roger. So, again, you know, he's got these allegations that sort of get thrown around on the internet, but we've yet to determine whether any of these allegations are valid that Roger's telling lies. And again, if you've got some evidence of this, I want to know. So he did all this research. He's a tech guru. He knows his stuff. And he basically says that many people have tried to explain these complexities to Roger and the others who wanted to increase the block size sooner and more directly than this segregated witness plan that they ended up putting in on BTC. He says, unfortunately, it's very hard to fully grok these complexities, meaning that he understands, but most of you guys, including us, I'm not a tech wizard. I'm not a...
I can barely write email.
I can build my own computer. I'm fairly decent with tech, but I'm not a guru of Bitcoin and programming. I don't understand all of the behind the scenes. So I'll admit that. And he says, it's much easier to go with easy talking points about Moore's Law, which he says never even applied to network or disks or computer speed and may even be dead on its own terms. So here I sit, he says, a fervent supporter of liberty. I understand the complexities of the issues behind the Bitcoin community and developers' decisions. Then I see Roger on the shows of people whose work I value tremendously, yours, Brett Vinatz, and others. And he's spouting outright lies, which we've already determined he's not, propaganda, and occasionally fraud. Well, again, you've admitted he didn't defraud you.
People act like they don't know what the word propaganda means.
Propaganda is just
or
information.
Fraud or anything else that they say these days.
Propaganda is an information
like,
with a viewpoint.
Of course, guess what? Bitcoin.com is a propaganda site.
Guess what? Free Talk Live is a propaganda show.
And so
it's, for real.
And so is my Facebook page and the website I'm about to build. And
we think it's...
Your website and anything any of us does.
We think it's good propaganda.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more. All for free at freetalklive.com.